Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Catching up on all the alleluias you've been missing. Please be seated during this Lent. Well, Easter time is a time of great celebration. After the very sad time that we had on Good Friday and Saturday, on Sunday, the Friends of Jesus get some really exciting news. Does anybody know what that was? Anybody know what the exciting news was? Jesus had risen. That's right. He'd risen from the dead. And it always seems a bit strange to me. We've got this massive celebration. I mean, what better news could we have than that? And yet, we get presents at Christmas and our birthday, but we don't get anything on Easter Day. We get some chocolate, don't we? We get some chocolate. And I mean, I do love chocolate, but I would really like to have a present that is a sort of, you know, memento, something that I can keep. That's what's special about, you know, you get a Christmas present, you keep it, don't you? And I know some Easter eggs are very, very elaborate and can cost a fortune, but it's not quite the same, isn't it? I don't want to sound ungrateful, I don't, you know, but I really would like a present at Easter time. Oh, look, look, I think, gosh, I think someone agrees with me. Someone agrees with me. Look, someone's got me a present. Is it you, Guy? Oh, look, it says Joe.
It says Joe.
Wow, yeah. Oh, wow, I'm excited. Gosh. Would someone like to come and help me open it? I could do with some helpers, because it's a huge present, isn't it? Gosh, look. Who's going to come and help me? Yes, come on. Let's open it up. There we are. Well, we'll start with this, shall we? Because in my family, we have a rule that you always open the card or whatever stuck on the outside. So do you want to open that to start with, shall we? And see, oh, good, you're going to help me too. Oh, there's a note inside there. A bit like a card, isn't it? Let's see what it says. It says, open to discover your gift. Sounds a bit like one of those sales gimmicks, doesn't it? I hope it isn't. I hope they're not going to make me buy something. Shall we open it up and see what's in it? Oh, look. Another present. But wait a minute. Yeah, take it out. We'll open that in a minute. But another note. What does it say on the outside? Happy Easter. Happy Easter. I wonder what this note's going to say. I wonder what we've got there.
Freedom from fear.
It says freedom from fear. Matthew chapter 28. The angel told the women when they went to the tomb that first Sunday not to be afraid because they were a bit panicky. They didn't know what had happened to Jesus. So he said, don't be afraid because Jesus has been raised. Just imagine how great it would be never, ever to be afraid. What sort of things are you frightened of? Does anybody have any fears here? Nobody has any fears, you see, because we're all good Christians.
The dark.
The dark. You're afraid of the dark. Yes, anybody else got anything there frightened? Sitting next to a strange lady. There you are. I can understand. No, so we all have some sort of fears, but here, now, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, he's risen, he's alive, we have nothing else to fear anymore. That's a really great feeling, isn't it? Nothing to be afraid of. So shall we open this one? Oh, another box. Let's see what's inside that, shall we? Another box. This is getting really exciting, isn't it?
Another box.
Ooh. Well, let's just take the note off first. Another box. You want a whole nice gold box. Getting better quality boxes, aren't we? Yes, better and better. This one says, a message to tell. This gift is one to be shared, it says.
Oh,
yeah, it might be, but we don't know. So, we're told that we've got a message to share. We're to go and tell. And that's what Jesus told them. So let's see. See what's in there, shall we? See if we've got another present. You found a note. Let's open the box and see as well. We might find something else, mightn't we? What does the note say? The note says, peace. Peace. Ooh, we've got an Easter egg as well. Gosh. Peace would have been something that Jesus' friends and followers would have really, really longed for on that first Easter Sunday. Just imagine what they've been through on that Friday. Just imagine, actually, what they've been through on the Sunday when they go to the tomb and there's an earthquake and stones roll away and there's no Jesus and they're probably pretty, pretty panicky. So just imagine the gift of peace. Jesus said to all his followers, peace be with you. And that's a wonderful Easter gift, isn't it? That we can have peace in our hearts now because Jesus has risen, no matter what happens around us. So that's some amazing presents we've got there. But there's more. Look, you should know that phrase by now. There's more. There's an Easter egg, isn't there? Another present. And let's see what's inside it. Another note. Shall we see what the note says? Let's see. It says, you have been raised to life with Christ. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? We've all been given the gift of eternal life. So we're told, like those first followers, like Mary was told, to go and tell the disciples, the other disciples, and go and tell. In Acts, Peter says, go. We're commanded to go and tell and spread the good news. When we get good news, what do normally? If you're getting married, do you keep it a secret? No. If you've had a baby, do you keep it a secret? No. You get on the phone, you get on Facebook, you go out in the street, and you spread that good news. And the good news that we've been given is that we've been raised to a new life with Christ. So we've received as gifts freedom from fear. No need to be afraid anymore. We've received peace. Deep peace in our hearts. And we've received new life. New life in Christ. What better gifts can we have than that? Gifts that last throughout all eternity. So let's give thanks for them now. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for the many gifts we receive from you at Easter. Especially we thank you for the gift of freedom from fear, the gift of peace, the gift of good news to share with others, and above all, the gift of eternal life to all who believe in you. We thank you for all these gifts from above, and we thank you that they never perish, but last for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.